Here are today's top stories. So the takeaway from the lame duck session in Springfield: no budget, veto for money for schools, and a ComEd bailout and rate hike. Never have I been more proud to be from the great state of Illinois. Feels very 1982, doesn't it? Also, remind me to never get excited about any movement in Springfield ever again. Remember news headlines like income tax increased only to become income tax repealed, or deal for CPS to veto deal to CPS, or Illinois approves pension reform struck down, spending plan approved, spending plan expires. It's like yo-yo politics. So forgive me the next time any of you, have a press conference announcing anything. Because wait for it, check your watch. Yep, it's changed. For all of this, it looks like the move to break state government has worked. Except we don't have anyone around to fix it. Who intentionally breaks a toilet and then doesn't know a plumber? Somebody who loves waste. Social service agencies are suing the state. Lawmakers are giving millions to Exelon to keep nuclear power plants in business. And unions are crying foul for dishonest negotiations. Yes, moving Illinois forward, that's the mission. But for who? To get businesses to come into the state? Seems like that's great for, I don't know, businesses. But what's the point of having businesses create jobs if they're not good jobs? And you know what? Don't get me started. I mean, career politicians like Mike Madigan, I get it. You're great at luring Governor Rauner into tough decisions, and you pride yourself on keeping cool when it gets hot. You don't mind being beat up in the spotlight because you're tough. But are you tough for us, the people of Illinois? Or are you just tough for yourself? Is this showdown about how big your junk is? Or is it about how big all of our junk is? Huh? Speaking of junk, now lawmakers are suing themselves over their paychecks. Outgoing Comptroller Leslie Munger has held off from paying lawmakers since there's no budget and lawmakers believe that's politically motivated. Now, which way should we go on this? Yeah, no budget, no pay, I get it. But no budget and because you don't agree with me, no pay? That's something different. But frankly, I don't see how anyone's going to argue this. If you did the job you were supposed to do, you'd balance a budget and you'd get a paycheck. How about Munger goes one step further and just locks the doors of the rotunda? Put a 2x4 through the hooks and roll a bottle of Jack Daniels under the door, huh? Now get us a budget. And when it's done, we'll pull a lever and we'll have all that cash drop from the ceiling. Done. That's the idea. I win. Do that. Just for the optics of watching lawmakers jump all over each other like it's a cash grab. Gimme, 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 gimme. See Greg Harris. Gimme, 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 gimme. Unemployment numbers are down. Best number since 2007. Critics are quick to tell us that it's because so many people have just given up looking for work. It's not real. Although they've been using that stupid stat since like 2009. Give me a break. We've been using unemployment numbers for at least 100 years to judge how the economy's doing. But only since Obama has a, but clause come into effect. Can I verbalize what the graph looks like in the last 8 years? It looks like this. So let me guess, when the numbers go up during Trump, we'll conveniently forget that little, but. Right. In weather, it's cold. Not dumb cold, but it's cold. In sports, tonight, D-Wade and Jimmy Buckets host LeBron Braun and Kevin Love at the UC. Come on, Wade, you got to win this one, right? We need that drama so we can have a glimmer of hope when we get to the Eastern Conference Finals and we get swept by the Cavs. But then we have the hope if you win tonight. Marian Hossa scored the game winner last night, another overtime win, this time against New Jersey. Hossa's doing his best impression of a 25-year-old. He's killing it. My guess, he probably just discovered Red Bull. What is this? Why is it so small? Why is it not the size of a regular Coca-Cola? I do it, let me drink. Oh, yes. I play hockey again. Jonathan Toews was put on the IR today with an upper body injury. Ugh, poor upper body. No timetable for his return. The Bears announced yesterday that Jay Cutler's done for the year, maybe forever. He's currently 51-51 as the Bears starting quarterback, which is kind of perfect. What are we going to remember about Jay Cutler, who most likely will not return next year? Let's see. Charles Woodson, D'Angelo Hall, the Giants' 9-sack first half. Remember that? Maurice Jones-Drew on Twitter, anti-vaxxing, Mike Marks, Mike Tice, Aaron Cromer, every former Bear saying bad things about him, smoking, broken pinkies, and Jamarcus Webb. What else is there? Oh, wait, one playoff appearance in 8 seasons. I forgot that. I'd say we miss you, but don't care. So now it's Matt Barkley's team. The hardest part about the Bears season is watching the NFC North be totally sucky, right? I mean, we can't even be mediocre at being mediocre. I mean, if they were just 4-7 right now, we'd be talking about an NFC North title. Ridiculous. And this weekend, we'll set up the top four college football teams playing for the championship. There are about seven teams vying for four spots. They are not Northwestern Illinois, Notre Dame, or Northern Illinois. No, just in case you're wondering, those teams are not in contention. And finally tonight, the winter meetings start this weekend for Major League Baseball. Cubs could be looking to trade for pitching or might go in on a high-end closer not named Chapman. And the Sox are still rumored to be dangling Chris Sale. Interested suitors could be the Cardinals, Pirates, Cubs, or Brewers. And the Reds, and the Phillies, and the Nationals, and the Mets, and the Braves, Marlins, Giants, Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks, and the Rockies, and the Red Sox. And the Yankees and the Blue Jays, Orioles, Rays, Twins, Tigers, Royals, Indians, A's, Angels, Rangers, Astros, and maybe, just maybe, the Seattle Mariners. But that's unconfirmed. That's the carryout for December 2nd, 2016. Hey, it's getting cold outside, so our special tonight, hot cocoa-flavored beef stew. Yum. Enjoy the weekend.